Well, hey, y'all, this is Brian. It's the Happy Daily. Today's September 18th, and this is your daily dose of wisdom and humor from Brian Kilby. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to make you think and sometimes make you laugh. And that's what I get. That's the enjoyment that I get out of this life, is to make y'all laugh and be the best at whatever I do. Now, yesterday's episode, I was talking about my plan to buy that fire engine that Wilkesboro's got for sale, and Kim and I have been talking about it and just trying to figure out the logistics of it. We just got to beat Dwight Phillips or the town of Rhonda to buying that thing. I just got to cash out the stock for my sign cleaning business. I hate that I won't be cleaning signs no more, but, you know, this goose control thing and maybe this food delivery idea that I got, you know, I think that'll probably be something I can just sink my teeth into. But my Twitters today got blowed up by people asking me, what constitutes a goose emergency? And goose emergency awareness is a very important question that people need to be asking their goose control professional about. How do you know if you got a goose control emergency? And you got to look for the warning signs. First, is there any poop on your sidewalk? And when you look at it, you got to identify what kind of poop it is, because it might not be a goose. It could be a rabbit. It could be a duck. It could be a dog. It could be a drunk. There's all sorts of ways that poop can get on your sidewalk, and you got to know how to identify it. Well, first and foremost, goose poop is usually green in color. And unlike the birds that poop on your car, it's very solid. You might confuse it for like dog poop or like deer poop, but it's very regular. It's very, very regular. But once you have successfully identified how much goose poop that you actually have, what from there you can actually figure out how big your problem is. And you just do that by taking the number of goose poops and you count them. And then what you do is you take the number that you count and then you divide that by the number of days it's been since before you realized you had a goose control problem. Then you take that number and you divide it by 2. And that's probably about the number of gooses that you got. If you got 1 or 2 gooses, you know, that's a goose control problem, and you need to consult a goose control expert. But once you get like into the 4 or 5 gooses, that, my friend, is a goose control emergency. And you need to escalate things at that point. When you send me an email at brian.kilby@gmail.com, tell me the number of gooses that you got pooping on your sidewalk. And I'll use that to prioritize my workload. And if you got an emergency, I will do my best to get there as quickly as I can. Because nobody wants all that goose poop on their property. But the question is, Brian, what if I misidentify the goose poop and it's like duck poop? Well, I tell you what. The number of duck control experts in the United States is rising every day. And while I am not certified to help you with a duck control problem, my cousin Bobby is, and I'll be glad to give you Bobby's phone number. Now, when you call Bobby, make sure you call him in the last 15 days of the month, because that's when his billing cycle ends. So anything after that, like the first 15 days of the month, the phone company has probably disconnected his line until he makes payment. But the likelihood that you have a duck control emergency is very, very low. So I wouldn't worry about calling my deadbeat cousin Bobby. If you have any goose control questions, please feel free to drop me a line at brian.kilby@gmail.com, on the Facebooks at facebook.com/happydayinwilkes, or on my Twitters at BKILBY. That's B Kilby. That's B for Brian and Kilby for Kilby. Let's go ahead and check the weather for today for Wilkes County, which is Monday. A slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny, the high near 79. Chance of rain's only 20%. For Monday night, partly cloudy, the low around 60. And for Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. Well, that was your today's Happy Daily. I appreciate y'all being here. And if you're listening, please tell your friends. I would really appreciate, like, some good word of mouth. And if you have any need for a goose control, again, just brian.kilby@gmail.com. Use that email address. Hopefully the Lord will put it on your heart to give me some business, because I could always use it. I appreciate your outpouring of kindness in everything you do. Y'all are my reason to be. Y'all and Kim and the goose control industry. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Hope y'all have a happy day.